Now, Jeffrey, you refer to negative emotional energies. And I guess that what I was getting at is, why do you call them emotional energies? And is that really all a demon is negative emotional energy? Or do entities actually exist which are negative?
Well, they're negative by their actions and their thoughts. There are people who don't have physical bodies, what we call spirits, Chris. Demonic spirits, one could say, in my opinion, are the counterpart of angels. They've been around a lot longer. They're not as common, but they do exist. Emotional energy is our feelings. We generate feelings and all the time, 24 hours a day. And those feelings can and do become trapped, not all of them, but some of them, in our body's emotional energy fields. We also can pick up emotional energies from working environments and living environments, people we have relationships with, people we sleep with in the same bed. We're normally transferring energy. Essentially, this is emotional energy. It's not a sterile energy that can't be read with feelings. On the contrary, it's all about feelings. And so those feelings collect as an energy, emotional energy, as I call it. And in the living environment, the working environment, in our body's energy fields, and they can create blockages to us getting what we want. You know, that there is truth, you know, to the law of attraction, and also making things manifest in our own lives. And we need our channels clear, so our bodies are bringing up clear energy and the pathways are clear, so we can transmute that energy, change it into what we want it to be, transform it into the things we want it to be on a non-physical level. And that is a way of filtering up into the physical. So it does affect our everyday life, what's happening on a non-physical level in our system. But I do refer to it as emotional energy. And because people are always feeling things, any particular living room or restaurant or whatever is going to have an awful lot of feelings in it, Chris. And very often we don't notice, or we shut it off, shut it out. But it's there, and it can affect us, and it can affect us right then and there. And it can affect us. We can pick it up a little bit of the energy. It's kind of free floating, and drag it home with us. And it can become problematic.
You know, I was doing a TV show with George Norrie down in Boulder, Colorado, and they put us up at the Boulderado Hotel. And as we were driving, the driver, oh, I wish I could remember his name. You probably know him if you've been on Beyond Belief before. I don't remember his name. Anyways, he was telling us that one of the rooms is haunted. And I was like, really? And I went to the hotel, and I asked him to stay in the haunted room. And it's funny, because the next day they said, how was your stay? And I said, there was banging going on, and I swear somebody was walking in my room. And they were like, oh my God, that's horrible to hear. And they knew in the back of their minds that we had stayed in a haunted room, but it was a different staff. And so I was kind of messing with them, and I said, no, we asked for the haunted room. But that's exactly what we were experiencing. We were experiencing some kind of figure walking back and forth on the balcony, and there was definitely some type of energy left over. And so we started to do some research into what exactly happened there. And a couple had gone to commit suicide together there. And the husband took the poison and laid in the bathtub and died. And there wasn't enough poison left for the wife. So the wife went to the pharmacy and actually bought more poison so she can poison herself with. And so, but the residual energy was very, very, very real. Now, why hasn't anybody cleared an energy like that out? I know you can't say for sure, but can you theorize as to why some of those energies still are residual even almost 100 years later?
Well, it's about terminology. There are ghosts and there are spirits. Ghosts are something that have happened in the past. Reflections of emotional energy from events that have taken place sometime in the past. If a person gets up every morning and walks downstairs and they make some coffee or some tea or whatever and sit in the kitchen, it's possible to pick up those emotional energy traces. And if strong events have occurred, such as a poisoning, a murder, a suicide, whatever, a couple of suicides, there can be some emotional trace that can be picked up, a traumatic event. And of course, that one was pretty traumatic. Of course, the husband lying in the bathtub and the wife going out to a 24-hour pharmacy and getting some poison. And so that can cause problems. And of course, you asked for the haunted room and you got it. I can clear out that stuff. You know, I mean, I have been in and slept in haunted hotels. I begged it off and shrugged it off for decades. Chris, wouldn't do it, wouldn't give any speeches, wouldn't set up any tables, anything like that. I always had a bad feeling about it. I finally did it and learned why I had so many bad feelings about it. You know, an exorcist does not belong sleeping overnight in a haunted house. It's one thing to go in there and clear it, but another thing to go in there and just hang out and with the ghost hunters and have a good time and sleep, and that's very often where negative spirits go to work, in the sleep state. And so they can approach people when they're out and about. We all do that at night. It's kind of like a recess. So
we made a Ouija board when we were there, and we tried to speak to one of the spirits, or the spirit that was there, and we just kept asking if he wanted to talk, and it kept saying no. Just going to know, going to know, going to know. So at that point, we just said, it doesn't want to talk. So we didn't pursue it. Anyways, we'll be right back.